In the 1960s, a group of children in Ypsilanti attended what's called the Perry Preschool Program.
Betty, what's the sound?
Wah, wah, wah. Wah. Yeah. Yeah. Ah. Ah. Ah.
Good. All say it nice and big. Good. What's the sound?
E.
Good sound. Yeah.
That was audio from a documentary made back in the early 1970s about the Perry Preschool Program. 3 and 4-year-olds went to the school for half a day. Those kids and a control group have been the subject of periodic follow-up studies. The latest research comes out of the University of Chicago. Allison Belos is the executive director for the Center for Economics of Human Development there. Welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
So let's start with the basics. For those who are not familiar with the Ypsilanti Perry Preschool Project, tell us what it involved.
Sure. The Perry Preschool Program was a program in the 1960s, as you said, just outside of Ypsilanti. And it was an experimentally designed study, which was randomized, and now long-term follow-up, which is what we're talking about today. And what they did is they took a group of disadvantaged by a low IQ and low income, those at risk of failing school. They took half and put them into the Perry Elementary School for this enriched preschool program, and the other half into a control group who didn't receive those enriched environments.
How many kids were involved altogether?
There was 128 at the beginning, and 123 we would consider actually in the study.
So there are critics who say the sample size is too small to draw conclusions for all kids. How valid is that criticism?
We understand that criticism. However, we would think that it's not valid. So the particular study we're talking about today, as well as over the decades, we have been working with the HiSCOPE team down there, and it's Nobel Prize-winning economist James Heckman. So he's not an advocate. He's an economist. He's just looking at what are effective policies to increase skills and promote opportunity. So he's looking at the very worst-case scenarios on how to analyze this sample. And so we've developed really rigorous statistical tools, and the findings that we find still holds.
Well, let's talk about this latest research. These Perry preschool students are now in their 50s. Throughout life, they've done better in life than the kids in the control group. Now your research indicates there's spillover into the next generation. In what ways?
That's right. So we were really excited to find these intergenerational effects. They would be unexpected. So what we did, now these participants, they have kids. The mean age is 28. And we ask them about their kids. And what we find is that they are less likely to have been suspended from school and more likely to graduate from high school and more likely to be employed full time.
Why?
So one of the things that we find is that these children were 3 times more likely to grow up in a two-parent household. And when we look at male children of male participants, they were actually 15 times more likely to grow up in a two-parent household. So those original first-generation preschool participants, they were, over their life, more positive outcomes. They were also had better health, more likely to graduate high school, go to college, be gainfully employed, less likely to be in prison or participate in crime. So these were more stable households and well-resourced households that these children grew up in.
So what did these kids who went to Perry Preschool learn that had that kind of effect on their lives?
So the Perry Preschool Program was an enriched preschool program. These were really thoughtful teachers that were really focused on the child development. And also a unique part of the program is that there was home visiting included. So the teachers went once a week and worked with the families and with the parent. And so what you're doing is you're empowering the parent to understand the role that they play in their children's lives and effectively their teacher. So when the preschool program ends, the child, of course, is still living in that same household with their parents. So we think we can't conclude anything with causality, but we think that that is the effective channel.
And I guess they even had an impact on their siblings.
Indeed. So the siblings of the first generation, they did not go to Perry Preschool. It's their brothers and sisters who went to Perry Preschool. So the fact that we find similarly positive effects on health, employment, and crime and such goes to show that improving the households does indeed translate.
In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to have universal preschool for all 4-year-olds in the state before her first term is up. Your research suggests that might not be the best approach. Why?
Well, again, from an economic perspective, we're looking at equitable and efficient policies. So we do support universal access to programs. We know that early childhood quality early childhood programs are important for all children. We would just say from a policy perspective where the dollars are not unlimited, that it's more effective when you target the disadvantaged who might otherwise not have access to these programs. And another thing that's important is that the policies would incentivize quality. So sometimes when you're doing universal, then the quality doesn't hold across the whole state or whole county. So we would want to make sure that these are quality programs that everyone has access to.
The Perry Preschool program is very well known. It's been very well researched over the years. Why do you think it's not become a standard part of how we help educate disadvantaged children?
Well, in some ways, actually, it is. If you went to the Perry Preschool program and you're looking at a classroom today, it's not clear that quality means something different. You're still working with the children. What is different is that you're packaging it along with home visiting components. So we do know that early childhood programs, as they're rolled out today, are very compartmentalized. There might be home visiting that comes from a Department of Public Health. There's the preschool, which may be tied to public schools. It may be offered through churches. So we do think that it's the bundling that's important.
And that's the missing ingredient, it sounds like.
It can be. Not everywhere. There are a lot of places that are doing a wonderful job.
At what point will we stop studying these students of Perry Preschool?
Well, unfortunately, people don't live forever, so there is that. We hope to continue them over continued parts of their life. We are analyzing other studies as well that are younger, and this evidence that we see is across different studies, different communities, different populations, even across the world, and these effects are still holding where we're seeing positive effects. And now that we know that the positive effects go to the next generation, we'll continue to study that.
Allison Belos is the Executive Director for the Center of Economics of Human Development at the University of Chicago. Thanks very much for telling us about your research.
Thank you, Lester.